Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and another beautiful Sunday. Time for us to go on Doctor's Round with Dr. Eji Akmek. Dr. Eji Akmek, are you there?
Toye, I'm right here.
Okay, welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I can hear you loud and clear. I can see your very handsome guest. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. He's bitten me to it. Can't you see that? He's bitten me to it.
We're in the spirit. We're in the spirit.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much. Welcome, listeners, to Doctor's Round. Another week with another great idea. As usual, Doctor's Round is a program that is in partnership with Turning, Uplifting, and Reforming Nigeria Turn, and of course, Spirit of Nigeria Radio. The purpose of this program is to bring health education to the common man, and surprisingly to somewhat even my colleagues, on about how to recognize early health issues and maintain good health. Health, after all, is wealth. As usual, the program goes like this. I'll be asking our guest, I'll introduce him, a man of many parts. I'll be asking him a few questions, and in the later half, you have the opportunity to ask questions. But let me tell you one thing. This is your program. Interrupt at any time. We'll take questions via telephone. The number will be announced. And you can also send it by WhatsApp. This is Doctor's Round. On today's program, we'll be talking about second opinion in healthcare. Yes, you heard me right. Second opinion in healthcare. I'm sure most of you have heard about medical tourism. Nigeria's flood, India, UK, Australia, US, everywhere. We just go for second opinion. We cherish our health so much. However, is this all about second opinion? Are they necessary? Are there other things that can be done at home before we go? What does it really mean? To do justice to this very important question today is Professor Rotimi Jayesemi. Professor Jayesemi, welcome to the program. I welcome you properly again, but let me tell you about this gentleman. He's an associate medical director for patient safety and consultant obstetrician and gynecologist in the United Kingdom. He's a NHS patient safety specialist, also in the United Kingdom. He's an adjunct professor of law. And he and I, just before we came on air, were talking about so many things. This guy has so many ideas about capacity and patients' rights. Professor Jayesemi's interests include consultancy in health system and infrastructure, global health, implementation science, patient safety, human factors and economics. My back is aching, man. You got to get me the right seat here. All right, quality improvement, obstetrics and gynecology, but more importantly, and of relevance to our today's topic, is medical negligence. He's been an expert in so many cases. Welcome to Doctor's Round, Professor Jayesemi.
Lovely. Thank you for having me on the program. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's evening time in the United Kingdom.
Thank you. I always say afternoon, whatever. I've been corrected so many times. I don't even know where I am most of the time. Okay. Thank you. Welcome again. Just to start with, you said your job is patient safety specialist. Is that not a job for every healthcare professional? Why is there a specialist in patient safety? I'm confused.
Well, I can see why you are confused. But when we go to medical school, we'll learn about medicine and how to treat patients. And on the day we graduate, we undertake an oath that in all we do, first do no harm. Well, inherent in that oath that we take is the fact that harm can also occur to patients. So no doctor sets out to go to the hospital or a nurse or physiotherapist to cause harm to patients. But what we have found out over the years is that because we are human and because we work in systems or processes, things can go wrong. And when things go wrong, then that is when harm occurs to patients. It's usually not deliberate, but in a perfect system, and we do know there's no perfect system, harm can occur. So when we talk about patient safety as a specialist or specialism, it's an effort to reduce the number or the cases of harm that comes to patients when they come to see us. You expect that when a patient comes to you as a doctor or as a nurse, that you do the right thing. Well, like I said, we are human. We make mistakes. We forget things for various reasons, internal stressors, external stressors, or it could be system errors, a fault in the system that allows things to go wrong. And when things go wrong, then the patient comes to harm. So that's why it's becoming a global issue. And I'll give you an example. Medical error is said to be the third commonest cause of death in America. So you can see how big the issue is. And that is why we are trying to put checks and balances in place globally to ensure that patients do not come to harm. And that's what patient safety is about. Thank you.
What's the contribution of medical error to deaths in Nigeria? Do you have that statistics?
Well, you know, in Nigeria, we're devoid of data. We don't have a good registration system. We don't have a good reporting system. And again, the cultural aspect of where, well, it's still, that's the way God wanted it. That's the way Allah wanted it to happen. And again, if you want accurate data, you've got to be honest, open, and transparent about what's going on. I'm not saying people are not open and honest in Nigeria, but globally we know that people cover some of this error. So I do not have the statistics in Nigeria, but I'm sure it's no different from most other countries, if anything, probably even worse than the Western world.
To be honest with you, to ask questions, you've got to have an educated population. You've got to have an educated consumer. The purpose of Doctors Round is to create educated... educated population citizens so that they can ask the right question. And that's where you get the medical doctors to start, I mean, the healthcare provider to start keeping the record. Thank you very much. Let's go to the business of today. Listen to this, Vinette. He was in his late 50s and had chronic back pain, leg cramps, difficulty in walking, frequent awakenings. He saw his doctor, who ordered a CT scan on the back. He was slated for an urgent back surgery. He told his wife and son-in-law about the surgery. They in turn told his daughter, a physician in Harvard, US. He was flown to US within 46 hours. After a second assessment and 6 weeks of physiotherapy in the United States, he returned home. Back pain resolved. He was slated for back surgery. He came back home, back pain resolved with this treatment. In his 70s, he walks, bikes, and swims like a fish. Prof, what's your opinion vis-a-vis second opinion?
Well, this is where second opinion is very, very important. And I recognize what my colleagues are doing in Nigeria within the limited resources they have. there are very many good doctors in Nigeria. But like we say, we also have bad doctors globally. In this particular case that you presented to us, this was in the private sector. It's money driven. The cost of offering people back surgery, where perhaps you don't even do anything, is higher than, say, go for physiotherapy. There are, you could look at it at two different ways. First of all, it could be misdiagnosis when they did the CT scan, where they said, oh, we found something. And this is an elderly man. And as we get older, we all, every one of us, have a disc, this disc in our spines, degenerating, maybe collapsing and stuff like that. And it doesn't need surgery always. Physiotherapy, weight reduction can be helpful. So it is possible that this particular hospital and doctors saw degenerative changes, collapsed disc, and said, oh, we can fix this for you. I will just put some plates and pins in it. Whereas, like you said, all this patient needed was physiotherapy. One has got to be mindful that you've got to be knowledgeable and you've got to be skillful, as well as your performance must be top-notch. So it's very difficult. And this is where second opinion is important. Don't always believe what we tell you as doctors. You can always seek a second opinion, especially if it's going to be major surgery. Spinal surgery is major surgery. It could result in paralysis. So I'm happy. I mean, you could look at this scenario. If this family did not have a doctor in the United States and they could have undergone surgery in Nigeria, the surgeon may not have found anything and just closed up, or they may have done damage. So this is where we've got to be very, very careful. Seek a second opinion if you have the opportunity.
So what is it? What is it? What is second opinion? I could go to my pastor. It's a second opinion, right? I could go to the imam. It's second opinion. Within the context, what is second opinion? And why is that? Why get one?
Well, within the medical system, when you talk of a second opinion, we are not saying go to your neighbor or to your pastor, who probably will say take anointing oil.